From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, a look at some gatherings that brought awareness to May being Missing and Murdered Indigenous People Month, a quick glance at the labor market, and even more. It's Monday, May 18th. Here are today's stories. Native Americans account for 64% of cases on the South Dakota Missing Person Clearinghouse website. Five of those cases have been posted since May 1st. May is Missing and Murdered Indigenous People Month. South Dakota Urban Indian Health recognized the time with gatherings last week. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Missing person cases involving Native Americans are often complicated by overlapping jurisdictions and the vast rural geography of reservations. But the high rates of missing and murdered Indigenous people is not just a rural issue. Rapid City Police recovered the body of 9-week-old Malenko Begola earlier this month, resulting in criminal charges against his father. 14-year-old McKenna Wendell's body was found outside Brookings after she was reported missing in Sioux Falls in March. Charges for that case haven't been announced. Meanwhile, communities around the state hold vigils in honor of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Month, including South Dakota Urban Indian Health. Colette Keith is the executive director, and she prays for peace for the most vulnerable.
Our babies to our elderly people, any of our vulnerable relatives, leave them in peace. They, you know, deserve to have a life of peace, free of trauma and stress. And if you're one of our relatives and you are causing that stress, get some help. There's lots of places to go for help. Like us, we have a wonderful behavioral health program in Sioux Falls and in Pierre, and tribal and non-tribal relatives can access that.
The Sioux Falls vigil included songs from a local drum group, prayer, and a shared meal. Some wore face paint of a red handprint over the mouth, a symbol of the MMIP awareness movement. Colette Keith says these gatherings can be an opportunity for connection and reflection.
I think it's always important that a community comes together like this, not to celebrate. I mean, we celebrate life all the time that we're together, but to also remind us that there are people out there that are absolutely voiceless right now as we're speaking because they've been taken from us.
Attendees are encouraged to share any information they might have about ongoing missing or murdered Indigenous person cases with law enforcement. I'm SDPB's Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.
May typically marks graduation season, and with it brings a new crop of employees set to hit the workforce. I checked in on what the labor market's looking like right now.
Kind of like musical chairs. Lots of folks have seats, but if you don't have a seat, finding is not so easy.
That's Joe Santos describing the labor market for individuals seeking a job right now. He's a macroeconomist as well as a director and a professor of economics in the Ness School of Management and Economics at South Dakota State University. While South Dakota's unemployment rate is the lowest in the nation, something economists consider a positive, the landscape for the unemployed nationwide isn't smooth sailing. Santos says the labor market is showing some uncertainty.
And so we think of it as a low hire rate. Also, folks aren't abandoning positions, so a low fire rate. There's not a lot of that kind of churn.
He says that gives people pause because people believe they're seeing a labor market without a lot of risk taking from both employers and employees.
I think everyone is in a kind of wait and see.
A lot of that boils down to uncertainty around artificial intelligence and geopolitics. Santos thinks those factors are playing into the labor market for college graduates.
But it seems to be a phenomenon at play here where there is a kind of, again, keeping powder dry, particularly in relation to AI. And then again, some uncertainties around trade policy and even sort of State Department policy around, you know, the war in the Persian Gulf and that sort of thing. Not knowing exactly from an employer's perspective whether they should sort of take that chance and hire that young person.
As for high school graduates, a lot of economists believe the mechanical arts, as Santos puts it, are future-proof.
I think there is a sense that if you're new into the labor market and you can sort of acquire a skill and it's a kind of mechanical arts skill that is, you know, in construction or the traditional trades and so on, that there's a need for that right now and that need is likely to persist into the future.
Santos thinks the skills are beneficial to learn, but cautions against considering this immediate popularity in the labor market as a reason against pursuing advanced training. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. The bomb threat to Rapid City's Central High School on Thursday was discovered to be unfounded. While it ultimately led to the evacuation of the facility, students, and staff, no evidence of an explosive was discovered in a sweep. No injuries were reported. Law enforcement, the local school district, and fire department say the evacuation effort was successfully managed. The investigation into the caller making the threats is still ongoing. Today, over 250 scientists are hitting the Black Hills for the International Dune Conference hosted by South Dakota Mines. Dune, or the Deep Underground Neutrino Experiment, is one of the premier projects taking place at the Sanford Underground Research Facility in Lead. The event concludes Saturday with Dune Project collaborators touring the caverns. Some events are open to the public. Options include a lecture by University of Sussex particle physicist Dr. Kate Shaw and a question and answer session hosted by the Mines Physics Department. The Rapid City Fire Department is beginning its annual fundraiser for the Muscular Dystrophy Association this week. It's called the Fill the Boot campaign. Many fire departments across the state take part each spring. Rapid City's event is Wednesday through Friday this week. Donations can be made at several businesses, including Walmart, Family Fair, and Safeway. Donations can also be made online at filltheboot.donordrive.com. The South Dakota Board of Economic Development approves SD Works loans to a pair of businesses in rural communities. One of these is a $550,000 loan to support the purchase of a grocery store in Lemon. A longtime manager at the store is transitioning to ownership, and officials say the loan helps keep ownership of the store local. The other is a $400,000 loan to DeSmet-based Desco Architectural, Inc. The company is looking to expand, creating 6 new full-time jobs. GoEd Commissioner Bill Evans says these projects show how local investment supports long-term growth in South Dakota. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.